The good.
The bad.
WTF.
Thinking.
Welcome to episode 50 of The Good, The Bad, and The WTF Were They Thinking. And as we are recording it today, the Oscar nominations have been revealed. Very interesting. The final run of the award show nominations. There's not any more after this, is there, that I'm forgetting about?
At last.
Yeah, this is the end. No, this is the big one. This is the one to...
Well, maybe the MTV Movie Awards, maybe. I don't know when they are.
Fuck that. These are the ones that they grow up dreaming of winning, you know. So if you listen to our last episode, you'll know that we both made predictions of each category, and we predicted every single slot. And we're going to run through the nominations, and we're going to tie that in with how many we got right in each one. And as we mentioned last week, I'm marking Peter's. Peter's marking mine, so he has no idea what he's got. And I have no idea what I've got. So let's go. I'll let you lead the nomination so you can do the category. I imagine we'll finish with Best Picture, but
yeah,
go for it.
We'll start with Best International Feature Film.
Best International Feature Film. Go.
The nominees: Drive My Car, Flea, Lulana, A Yak in the Classroom, The Hand of God, and The Worst Person in the World.
Who wants to reveal who got what right first?
You got 4 out of 5 in this one.
You got 3 out of 5 in this one. So you had Drive My Car, Flea, and The Worst Person in the World.
Very surprised A Hero didn't get it.
Yeah, neither did Lamb, which you've also put down.
Lamb was a swinging guess, but I did think A Hero would be in there, but I was wrong.
There you go. First one down. I'm leading the chase.
Best live action short film.
Best live action short film, yep.
Alakashu, Take and Run. On My Mind. Please Hold. The Dress. And The Long Goodbye. This was one of your worst categories. You only got 2 out of this one.
I could say the same to you. This wasn't your worst category, but you got 2 out of this one as well, which is The Dress and The Long Goodbye.
I did worse than 2. Oh, damn it.
You did do worse than 2 in 1, yeah.
Best Animated Short Film.
Yep.
Affairs of the Arts, Beast, Box Ballet, Robin, and The Windshield Wiper. This one, you also got 2.
You did, yeah, you got 2 as well. So you got Affairs of the Art and Robin.
Best Animated Feature: Encanto, Flea, Luca, Raya and the Last Dragon, and Mitchells and the Machines. Now, this is your best one. You got Full House.
I got Full House.
Yep.
Wow. That's pretty good from me. Yeah, you got 3 out of the 5, which is still pretty good. Nothing to be ashamed of there.
I gambled a lot on this one.
Nothing to be ashamed of there.
Best Documentary Short: Audible, Lead Me Home, The Queen of Basketball, The Three Songs of Benzaire, and When We Were Bullies. This one, you got 3. You got 3 in this one.
You got 2 in this one. Queen of Basketball and When We Were Bullies.
Best Documentary: Ascension, Attica, Flea, Summer of Soul, and Writing with Fire. Now, this one I just want to add. Flea is one of the first movie. It's a historical nomination. Flea is the first movie to be nominated for International, Animated, and Documentary Feature.
That's impressive.
So we want to get Flea did very well. On this one, I believe I had to check that you got two. And yeah, you got two on this one.
Yeah, you also got two. Flea and the Summer of Soul.
Okay. Best visual effects. Dune. Free Guy. No Time to Die. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. And Spider-Man No Way Home. On this one, you got four out of this one.
That's respectable. You also got four. So the one you had that didn't get nominated was Ghostbusters Afterlife.
And also in this, one of the visual effects supervisors, Daniel Sadik. Yep, that is his real name. This is his 12th nomination. He got two. He got one for Spider-Man No Way Home and one for Free Guy.
Fair play.
I'm guessing he's not going to win this year.
Yeah, he'll probably lose.
I would have thought it's probably Dune.
Yeah, probably lose to Dune. But okay.
But he's got 12, but he'll have to enjoy sitting down for a while.
Yeah, unfortunately. But yeah, nominations are still something to be proud of, though, aren't they? Very, very good. Especially have two in the same category.
Best original song.
Best original song. Yep.
Down to Joy from Belfast by Van Morrison. Dos Oreguitas from Encanto by Lynn Miranda Hall. Somehow You Do from Four Good Days by Diane Warren. I'm gutted that I didn't put this one down because she's always nominated. This is her 13th
wow.
nomination and zero wins at the moment.
Wow.
Be Alive from King Richard by Beyonce and Dixon. And No Time to Die from No Time to Die by Billie Eilish and Phileas O'Connell. This one, you scored two.
You scored three on this one. So just again, good, very good.
So next, we didn't do sound, did we? I don't think we've done. No, we haven't. Because I thought I missed one. Best original score.
Best original score.
Don't Look Up, scored by Nicholas Britell. Dune, scored by Hans Zimmer. This is his 12th nomination. He's won only one before.
That's crazy.
Encanto, scored by Jermaine Franco. Parallel Mothers, a bit of a shocker, scored by Alberto Iglesias. And The Power of the Dog, scored by Johnny Greenwood. And on this one, you scored three.
Same to you. You also scored three.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what my one is. Best makeup. Coming to America. God, I didn't think about this one. It was nominated before the original. Cruella.
Yep.
Dune. House of Gucci. And The Eyes of Tammy Faye. This one, you scored three.
You scored four. You had the Suicide Squad that didn't make the cut. I kind of wish I went for the Cruella hype now, because it has paid off. I completely ignored the Cruella hype.
I wish I'd put Coming to America. I wondered whether to put it for costume and makeup. I thought, it's probably not. And
yeah.
I am regretting it a little bit. Best sound.
Best sound.
Belfast. Dune. No Time to Die. The Power of the Dog. And West Side Story. Now, on this one, again, Andy Nelson, one of the sound supervisors, has won two Oscars, and this is his 22nd nomination.
Wow.
For West Side Story. And Gary Rydstrom, who's won seven Oscars, this is his 20th. Nomination for West Side Story. Stop giving him Oscars. Seven is enough. No one needs more than seven.
He's a master in his field. You can't deny it.
He is a master in his field. And for you, you scored three out of this one.
You scored four in this one.
Four. Okay. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty good.
Best costume design. Cruella. Serena. Dune. Nightmare Alley. and West Side Story. And again, on the costume, Jenny Beavan, who's won two Oscars. This is her 11th nomination, which is for Cruella. And Jacqueline Duran, who's won two Oscars. This is her 7th nomination for Dune. And on this one, you scored 3.
So did you? A respectable 3.
3 seems to be sort of a frequent number at the moment.
Yeah,
it's not quite bad, but it's not quite good.
It keeps you in the hunt. But yeah, I think it's good. You're over half. You're over half. It's good. It's fine.
Okay. Cool. Best production design.
Best production design.
Nightmare Alley. The Power of the Dog. The Tragedy of Macbeth. And West Side Story. Again here, Nancy Haig, production designer, 2 Oscars. And this is her 9th nomination, which is for The Tragedy of Macbeth. This one, you have scored 3.
You scored 3 as well. We both overlooked The Tragedy of Macbeth, though, didn't we, for this one? Both of us.
I did, because it just looked all dark.
Yeah.
Every thing I saw looked dark, so it looked more like it was a stage play. So I couldn't grasp.
Probably what makes it so good, in a way.
Probably. I'm just surprised that I just thought they'd go for something like Cyrano or the one I picked last night in Soho.
Yeah, you did, yeah. French Dispatch was the other one.
Yeah, that's totally shut out. Yeah. Didn't get anything.
Oh, yeah.
Best film editing. Don't Look Up. Dune. King Richard. The Power of the Dog. And Tick, Tick, Boom.
Tick, Tick, Boom. Yeah, this is a decent one for you. 4 out of 5. That's okay.
This is one of your worst ones. This is 2 out of 5.
Wow. It's not good, is it?
Best cinematography. Just making sure. Okay, cool. Dune. By Craig Frazier. Nightmare Alley, Dan Lauston. The Power of the Dog, Eri Wenger. The Tragedy of Macbeth, Bruno Debonnel. And West Side Story, Janusz Kaminski. Now, this is Bruno Debonnel's 6th nomination. He's won 0. And this is Janusz Kaminski's 7th nomination, and he's won 2 previously. And for you, you have scored 3. 3 out of 5.
You had a full house in this one. 5 out of 5. This was your best one.
Thank God. Best adapted screenplay.
Best adapted screenplay.
We have got Coda. Drive My Car. Dune. The Lost Daughter. And The Power of the Dog. Now, also just to mention on this one, Eric Roth, who's one of the writers of Dune, this is the 7th nomination. He's won once before. And you scored 3 out of 5.
How many did you get right in that one? How many did I get right in that one?
3 out of 5.
You also had 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Which is okay.
Best original screenplay. We have Belfast, Don't Look Up, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, and surprisingly, The Worst Person in the World.
Yeah, that was a surprising one.
I was expecting it might have got some more nominations as soon as I saw it.
Yeah. 3 out of 5 for you on that one.
3 out of 5 for me. I'm just checking if I had anything. No, they're later on. I'll talk about them. Original screenplay, you had 4 out of 5.
Right, that's pretty good. I'll take that. That's very good indeed.
Best directing.
Best directing.
Jane Campion, The Power of the Dog. Kenneth Branagh, Belfast. Paul Thomas Anderson, Licorice Pizza. Ryosuke Hamaguchi, Drive My Car. And Steven Spielberg, West Side Story.
Some nice honking in the background as well when you said Drive My Car.
I'm glad that they did that. you got 3 out of 5 on this one.
Surprisingly, you didn't do that well in this one. I was surprised to see you missed the mark on the best director one. You only got 2 out of 5.
I'm very surprised that Denis Villeneuve didn't make the cut.
Yeah, you had.
That is shocking to me. That is shocking to me.
You had Sean Hedder for Coda, and you had Adam McKay for Don't Look Up, that also didn't make it.
I, before the nominations were announced, I was thinking, shit, should I give Coda more? Because I was thinking, was Marley Matney going to pull in to support an actress? I really thought Coda was going to do a lot better than it did.
Mm.
I was wrong.
You were wrong.
Best supporting actress. Ariana DeBose for West Side Story. Ajanu Elis for King Richard. Surprise Jesse Buckley for The Lost Daughter.
Yeah.
You called this one, Judi Dench for Belfast.
Let's
this
go.
Is her 8th nomination.
She's the
and,
oldest.
And she's won before. She's the oldest. And Kirsten Dunst with her first nomination for The Power of the
Dog. That's great, isn't it? That is good.
And on this one, you scored, again, one of your low ones, 2 out of 5.
You scored 3 in this one. Katrina Balfdo
because no one could pronounce her name. I believe that's the reason she didn't get in there.
Being shunned from that one, that was more of the surprise.
Very
who surprised. Else? No, maybe it's in the other category I'm thinking. But yeah, no, that was the surprise in this one.
There's a few surprises. No Ruth Nager, she did very well.
Yep.
Rita Moreno for West Side Story. I was thinking maybe she would have got the Dench position because there was a lot of talk about her being nominated. So yeah, there's a few surprises there.
There is, yeah.
Best supporting actor. Kieran Hines for Belfast. J.K. Simmons for Being the Ricardos. Jesse Plemons for The Power of the Dog. Cody Smith McPhee for The Power of the Dog. And Troy Kurtzer for Coda. This one you got 3 out of 5.
You got 3 out of 5 as well. Surprises, Jared Leto not in there. Bradley Cooper not in there.
Jared Leto was always a wild guess. Bradley Cooper I'm very surprised about.
Yeah.
Because he pretty much picked up everything. But it was not to be. They went for J.K. Simmons, who I've heard who's quite good. And Jesse Plemons, I just had a feel.
Yeah,
for
it was
him.
An outside
I just
shout.
Felt that he was going to do it there.
Yeah, you were right. You were on the money with that one. I went Kieran Hines, and I was on the money with that one as well.
Yeah, I mean, he was always predicted to kind of be around that area.
You know,
I don't want to give you too much.
I got it in
too
you
much credit for not great work. Best actress.
Wow.
Jessica Chastain, The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Kirsten Stewart, Spencer. She's a great actress. Glad to see her in. Didn't think she was going to make it. Nicole Kidman, Being the Ricardos. Olivia Colman, The Lost Daughter. And Penelope Cruz, for Parallel Mothers. Obviously, the big omission there is Lady Gaga.
Told you.
Which she was nominated for everything. She didn't miss any award, I don't think. So,
a surprise, yeah.
It's surprising. It's very surprising.
Yeah, I mean, I said it, didn't I? You said that's the one I'm going to regret. But then I also put Kristen Stewart in there, and you didn't.
You did.
And you were a bit like, oh. There you go.
I was trying to read the room.
You always got a full house. If you would have listened to me, you would have got a full house. You have 4 out of 5.
Well, you still got 3 out of 5.
Yeah,
You missed out Nicole Kidman, who was going to win it. So
yeah, I don't know.
That
why
was
I
a bit weird.
Yeah,
that was silly of me.
Yeah, it was a bit silly of me, wasn't it?
Best actor. We have got Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom. Benedict Cumberbatch for The Power of the Dog. Denzel Washington for The Tragedy of Macbeth. This is his 10th nomination, and he's won 2 already.
Ooh.
Javier Bardem being the Ricardos, and Will Smith for King Richard.
Mm.
This one, you got 3.
You got 4 on this one as well. Bradley Cooper, you put for Nightmare Alley, and he missed out on both. He let you down twice.
He did. He did. I'm never going to trust that man ever again in my life.
Who's your favourite to win this one then? I'm leaning towards Garfield.
It's going to be Will Smith, I would have thought.
Do you think?
Tick, Tick, Boom didn't do very well here.
I'm still leaning really towards it, you know. I have a feeling.
King Richard did fabulously well. It once it pulled that film editing one, I kind of thought, could it sneak in the best director a little bit? So it did very well.
Very true.
Now we go to the 10.
The big 10.
Kenneth Branagh? That's because I was going to read the producers, but I'm not.
Yeah, don't do that.
Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, surprisingly, Drive My Car, it's good to see it there, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, and West Side Story. A few things here, producer mentions, Spielberg, 19 nominations,
wow,
3 wins. And he got 2 nominations today for director and producer. Adam McKay, 7th nomination. He's won once before. He got 2 today for producer and writer. Kenneth Branagh has got 8 nominations. He's never won before, and he got 3 today. And he's also historically the first ever person to be nominated in 7 Oscar categories.
Wow.
So he's been nominated for producer, director, actor, supporting director, adapted screenplay, original screenplay, and live action short. Just give him a fucking Oscar.
Yeah.
He's covered all the playing fields right there. And you still haven't given him an Oscar.
He's so spread himself thin there. Man one.
He has.
I mean, he's focused on just the one category.
He's done a lot there.
Yeah. And I still don't think he's going to win this one either. I think Power of the Dog will take it.
The other things to say, Bradley Cooper, 9 nominations to now. He scored a nomination for producer for Nightmare Alley. He's won 0. I don't think he's going to win for Nightmare Alley. And Paul Thomas Anderson, he's scored now 11 nominations. 3 today, and he hasn't won any yet. Could he possibly change that? Possibly.
Licorice Pizza's had a good time, actually, didn't it?
For Paul Thomas Anderson, because it's been nominated for screenplay, Paul Thomas Anderson, director, Paul Thomas Anderson, and producer Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah.
They just wanted to nominate Paul Thomas Anderson. I will tally up who got what at the moment. But first we will talk about our scorecard before I talk about the Oscar card. So you got 8 out of 10 on this one.
You also got 8 out of 10. And we have to mention the fact that you went for Spider-Man to be in Best Picture that didn't get in there. And No Time to Die, which also didn't get in there. What were my 2 that I said that didn't get in there? The Lost Daughter.
And Tick, Tick, Boom.
Tick, Tick, Boom, yeah. Surprised about that, you know. Surprised about it. Nightmare Alley, why did we both overlook that?
No, you didn't. You put it in there.
You did then. You overlooked it.
Because I went with No Time to Die and...
Which ones did we miss? Which were the 2 we missed?
Drive My Car.
There you go. That makes sense.
And Drive My Car and Nightmare Alley for me. You missed Drive My Car and what then? What would you have missed?
Drive My Car.
You missed Dune. No, you missed Dune. That's
Dune,
what you
I missed Dune.
On. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Which I couldn't believe. When I had to double take and thought, he's missed Dune for Best Picture.
I missed a few ones. I don't know what I was thinking. For you. Get flustered, all right.
So, out of that, you got 73 out of 120, which is 61%.
That's good. That's good. You got 77 out of 120, which is 64.1%.
That's
a pretty good
close.
Score. It's very close.
It's
very
neck
close.
And neck.
Yeah. Yeah, there was only 3 out, yeah. Unbelievable.
Just to tally up the Best Pictures nominations at the moment. So we'll start at the top to the bottom.
Go on.
So The Power of the Dog got a respectable 12 nominations today.
That's pretty good. That puts him in good stead. What's the all-time most nominations in a single year?
Maybe 14, I think. 14, 15.
Running it close.
Dune picked up 10. Yep. Missed some glaring ones like Best Director. Belfast and West Side Story both picked up 7 each. King Richard picked up a respectable 6. Don't Look Up, which I thought was going to do more damage than it did, picked up 4. But I told you it wasn't going to get Best Original Song. It's a terrible fucking song.
Yeah, I know.
It also was joint with 4 with Drive My Car and Nightmare Alley. And at the bottom, joint together, Coda and Licorice Pizza with 3.
All very respectful, very respectful. What would you say was the biggest surprise in terms of being nominated for you?
Being nominated, the one that made me go, wow, definitely was The Worst Person in the World, because
yeah,
even though Drive My Car picked up big ones like Best Picture and Best Director, it was always in contention. So I wasn't that shocked, but I definitely think Judi Dench and The Worst Person in the World nominations were a bit shocking because I didn't expect them. Especially Judi Dench. Didn't even think about that one. She didn't get a BAFTA, and that's what I was surprised about.
Yeah. I just thought, you know, it's the sort of thing they do, isn't it? She's now the oldest woman to be nominated in that category, isn't she? So
that's why I thought they'd go for Rita Moreno, because she's I think she's like nearly 90. So yeah, she's older than Judi.
Toss up between the two, weren't it? They obviously got to give it to Judi, yeah. Haven't they? They like Judi more. Judi gets it.
Obviously, there was more snubs than surprises, because everyone was sort of, apart from them two, everyone was sort of breathing over each other's shoulders. But to see Lady Gaga not make it, to see Bradley Cooper not make it, to see Denis Villeneuve not make it, I was surprised about them.
Personally, I'm glad. I'm glad that Jared Leto and Lady Gaga both missed out, because I don't know. Just can't stand those two people. not a big fan, personally. I don't think Jared Leto's ever really been that good of an actor. And Lady Gaga was just doing a horrible accent for the whole movie.
I wonder whether that's why she didn't get it.
Yeah, it was a bad accent. It I don't know. It just wasn't. It felt quite cheap. I feel like I looked at that performance and thought, you got to do better than this if you want to get nominated. You got to do better than this.
I suppose it depends. I'm still looking forward to see that movie, because it depends whose opinion you view as trustworthy. And a few people whose opinions I respect have said that the thing about this movie is that it doesn't take itself that seriously. So I think if you're in on it, like Don't Look Up, you know, a lot of people don't like Don't Look Up because I don't think they understood the joke, but me and you got it straight away.
Yeah.
I think if you understand it, cool. Let's say they did a British accent or they did an American accent, I think House of Gucci probably would be up for a load of more awards. I think it is the accent thing that has deterred people.
Yeah. Maybe, but yeah, I'm kind of glad that they got a little bit of a snub. It's quite nice, but it'll be interesting. It's gonna be an interesting one. There's some good films that came out. I'm also glad Don't Look Up got nominated. I'm a bit disappointed Lost Daughter missed out on a best.
It did well though. It picked up 3 important ones.
It did. Coleman definitely deserved a nomination, and so did Jesse as well in a supporting actress.
I mean, they're both two performances that work well together, so,
and they played the same character, so that's quite nice as well.
Yeah, that also helps.
Yeah, that does help. I wonder how many times that's happened. Has that happened many times? Nominated for the same character in two different categories, two different actresses nominated for the same character, or two or actors Has that ever happened?
In the same movie,
same movie, same year, two different actresses or actors being nominated for the same role. Godfather?
I would say yes.
Godfather or something?
No. Godfather and Godfather Part 2 was the same character, but in different categories, but not the same movie.
Not the same movie, no.
There must be, but I can't, off the top of my head, I can't think of one. But there
good
must
bit
be.
Of trivia, though, isn't it? Good bit of trivia. Bit of pub quiz trivia, I think. Write that one down. Make them up. All right, lovely. I guess we'll move on to our top 50 romantic movies of all time, part one. Enjoy. And as we said, every 50 episodes, we are going to do a top 50. And seeing as it's February, the month of love, we are going to do the top 50 romance movies. Or movies that center around love. I don't know. I think mine's a little bit perceptive, I guess. I don't really know how you've done your list, but I have three main pointers of my list, right? Before we get into it, just so I can clarify things. That the movie has a romance theme as the main storyline.
Or at least pivotal.
At least pivotal in the thing. Okay, that shows he's got a few in his, the fact he said that. It being a great movie and it being a movie I enjoyed, right? So movie may be in this list that's higher than another movie and you may be like, what the hell are you doing? That movie's clearly not better than that movie. But in my humble opinion, I enjoyed it more. Plus, I feel like it was better suited to the list.
I've done it the same. So, yeah, it's the same as what you've suggested. It's more on the theme of romantic. And romance can be in different ways because I think... I did try and cross off even some of the key romance movies. And a lot of them are not like a complete like love story, but there's a love story sort of shooed in.
Mm.
And so I think that gives you a lot of room for flexibility. I think for me, obviously, I do think our lists are probably going to not have a lot of quote-unquote chick movies, chick flicks. I think there'll be occasional drifts in there, here or there, but we'll see. My list is very hard. My top 50, unlike the Christmas one where I felt we had a smaller pool to work with in terms of quality, there's a lot of good movies here, and this is going to be a hard list. Because my first five... as some bangers. And my first five, I don't know about your first five, my first five are going to set the stones for just how good this list could possibly be.
Okay, yeah. No, same. Because even, I mean, we'll get into it properly. But yeah, the movies that I've selected have been the first. I would have to say there isn't a bad movie on the bunch on mine. There is not a bad movie.
Take away some good movies on my list.
Yeah.
So there might be good movies that you've had that I said they just didn't make my list because it has really been a very competitive list.
It has been a competitive list.
So this one's going to be a lot more harder than the Christmas one. I think the Christmas one we gave a lot of leeway.
Yeah.
Because we weren't sold on a lot of movies. So we were like, I'm not really that worried about it. But this one... is going to be a little bit more trickier.
Yeah, I think we're going to butt heads a couple of times there. Let's just do it. Explain the format before we get into it in case people are tuning in for the first ever top 50.
So the format, as we do a top 50, so I'm assuming we're doing it in two parts like we did on the first one. So we'll do the 50 to 26 in this part and then 25 to number one. And what we do is we do it in fives. So we'll start with 50 to 46 and then 45 to 41. And we'll keep going like that until we get to the top 10 and then we do singular. We from the five that I select to the five that Adam selects, we decide which ones to eliminate, where to put them, and which ones we want to rise higher. But as you can guess, when we get to the top 25, even to the top 10, as we found out the last time we did this, things can shuffle and the board can ever change. So even if we, if it's not, nothing is in nothing is set in stone right now. So this top 50, this top 20, this top 50 to 26, some of them could be knocked off the board in the second part. This is a...
Oh, yeah. If you're sitting at 50, you're not sitting safe.
Yeah.
Let's just say that much. This is,
This is tough. Yeah, so there'll be a lot of itchy feet. And this one is going to be extremely tough because it's a bigger pool. It depends what we consider more romantic. I don't think... I think there is a possibility, probably a rare possibility, but it could be a very good possibility that there's 100 movies to select right now because I reckon the percentages are very high that we've at least got 80 to 90 movies here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, let's find out. Let's do the first five, shall we? You go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
You set the tone.
So here's my first five, and we'll see what you say here. So I'll start from bottom to top.
Of course, so 50.
At number 50, I've got The Girl Next Door. 49, West Side Story. This is the 1961 version. At 48, I've got City Lights. This is the Charlie Chaplin movie. At 47, this is going to be a bit of a stinger for you, Titanic. And at 46, I've got Up, the Pixar movie.
Wow. Okay, there isn't a match in the first.
Okay.
In the first bunch. I've got some questions. Titanic and The Girl Next Door. Are the only two?
They're the only two on your five reasons.
that are in my list. But okay. they are a lot higher up.
I had my reasons.
Especially Titanic.
I had my reasons.
Go on.
Well, we'll hear your first five and then we'll get into them reasons.
All right. My first five. Fish Tank.
Okay.
Crazy Stupid Love. Like Crazy. Love and Basketball. And Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Love and Basketball, did you say?
Love and Basketball, yep.
I've got none of these in my list.
Wow. Fish Tank is unorthodox, I will admit that.
Yeah, that's...
Great
that
movie.
Was the first one that I kind of went, I'm not really sure how you're going to get this one in, but we'll see. Like Crazy is a good one. I've seen it once. I liked it. I need to see it again. I thought it was okay, but maybe... You know, it needs to be seen a couple of times, but it's a good shout. Vicky Cristina Barcelona. I do like that movie. Forgot about it. Crazy Stupid Love. I'm not so keen on that one as you are. And Love and Basketball, I've never seen, but it is on my list of movies to see.
It's an iconic one, so it feels like it deserves a place in the top 50.
Okay.
I'm gonna take two of yours and push them up. Because okay. I don't think they belong in the pop. I think The Girl Next Door should be pushed up. And I think Titanic should be pushed up.
Can I give my reasons why I put them at the bottom five?
Go on.
Titanic, for me, the love story is not really the main theme. Even James Cameron doesn't really like it. It's all about that final hour, which I would consider Titanic to be up in the maybe top 50 action movies ever made, because that final hour is just jaw-dropping and amazing. And if you didn't have that scene, if you didn't have the demise of Titanic, this movie would not be remembered.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's the reason. I don't believe it's because of the love story. I really don't.
I think the love story plays a massive part, though, and it's some of the most iconic scenes are the love story scenes. The painting on the edge of the boat, the arms in the air. I'm flying, Jack. You know, these are iconic scenes in cinema history that everyone knows. And it is an iconic love story.
Are we go? Yeah, but is this a populist top 50?
No, it's
or
also
is this
a good movie.
Personal top 50?
In my opinion, yeah, it nails all three. Good movie.
For
I enjoyed
me,
it.
The Action, romantic. Yes. The action, yes. But I cannot ever say that any of the characters I care about. I really can't. Maybe I like Billy Zane because he's kind of a bit menacing. He's a good villain in this. But I have to be honest, it is all about that final hour. For me, that final hour is what I grip on to. Girl Next Door, I really do like. And the reason it's so low down here is because, one, what you do realize when you go through a lot of the movies, and I did watch this one recently, even though I didn't have to, but I can't help but think of Risky Business when I watch this movie. It is like Risky Business's twin brother or cousin, let's say.
Yeah.
And for me, I don't count Risky Business as a romantic movie, so it's not going to be in it either. But I do feel, I just think it's a strong list, and that's why The Girl Next Door is this far down.
It's further up on mine. So I think those two I've got to take up, because those two are extremely high on my list, especially Titanic is extremely high on my list.
I can't take up any of yours because they're not on my list. And I don't feel that invested to take. I wish I saw Love and Basketball. I wish I saw Love and Basketball. Crazy Stupid Love. I maybe need to see that again. I don't really have a lot of memories of it.
I can give up Crazy Stupid Love for West Side Story.
Okay.
I can do that.
What about Fish Tank? I mean, I think that's a stretch to put that as a romantic movie. I think there's nothing romantic about that movie, if I'm honest.
No, there isn't anything romantic about it. But it's a good movie. That's what I thought.
It's a lovely movie.
It nailed two. I can get rid of it. I can get rid of it. I can accept that. So we agree 49 is West Side Story for now.
What's 50? What's 50?
We don't know yet. We need to decide. But these are where this is where you've placed it, and I've given up my one for that spot, so it goes there. Okay. We agree Love and Basketball 47 if I'm taking Titanic and Girl Next Door up.
Let's start with 50 first, because it's getting confusing. So out of these ones, we've got here, what have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got 6. So I think we have to eliminate one more.
Which one?
I don't know, because I've got 3 classics.
Is Up in this, by the way? This ain't Up's not a love story. She dies within the first 5 seconds of the movie, and then that's
you can't
it.
Say that's not romantic though. That
nah,
whole
I
that,
think that's a
that
push.
Whole 10 minutes. That whole 10 minutes.
I think that's a push.
Is the reason why people love that movie?
No. That movie's
that's
about.
That's the reason it won the Oscars. That's the reason it won the Oscars, just because of that.
No, I think that's an absolute stretch from you as well. I don't think that belongs on this list because that movie's about a friendship with a dog and a kid. It's a friendship movie.
And his dying wife, his dead wife
dying,
looms just over that movie the entire time.
No, I don't know. I don't see it as because that's not romantic, is it? It's just sad.
I don't know. There's a lot of we'll just talk about romance and death because they do play a heavy theme in this. I mean, Titanic starts off with that. I mean, not to spoil it for anybody, but their love does end in demise.
It does end in demise, but
so does West Side Story. One of the most beloved romance stories is about teen suicide, basically.
Hey, I'm not saying anything about death and love. I'm just saying that in Up, it's the first minute of the movie. It's that scene where the romance is their relationship at the very start, very minute, the intro of the movie, and then that's it. The rest of the movie
does it make you cry?
The rest of the movie has nothing to do with romance at all. So I don't think it belongs on this list.
Because he's died inside, but then he looks. Remember, he looks at the house, and the house is his love. It's his shrine to his wife. And he doesn't want to give up the house. That's why he puts a load of balloons on it. And he learns in the end to accept the reality of life. But that, you can't not say that that love. It does. That you can't deny that movie doesn't echo love. Just echoes a different kind of love.
I can't agree for that to be on the list at all, I'll be honest. I just can't agree for that to be on the list.
I just think you're making a big mistake.
I think it's got to go. And I think it's on the 50. Alpha's gone.
Well, out of these ones, I think 50's got to be like crazy.
Okay.
That's in my opinion, because I liked it, but I don't think it's as strong as the other ones. Obviously, I can't say Love and Basketball. I haven't seen it. So I cannot vouch. Only you can. Which one's the better one?
Love and Basketball's better than Like Crazy, yeah.
Okay. So we'll go Like Crazy at 50. 49.
It's got to be West Side Story. That's where you put it. That's where I'm giving up Crazy Stupid Love. So got to be West Side Story.
Is West Side Story... Is Vicky Christine Barcelona better?
You don't think so?
West Side Story is a classic.
Hey, you didn't think it was better than Up.
Yeah, and look where Up is. It's not on the list.
Up is down. Down and out.
I'll put West Side Story there. I think 48, Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
All right.
47, Love of Basketball.
Yep.
And 46, City Lights.
Yep.
Okay. Started already quite strong.
Yeah, so, normally the first five, we were like, yeah, fuck it, whatever. No, we're hanging on. Okay, so 45.
Obviously, 45 to 41. Now, two have gone up, Titanic and The Girl Next Door.
Mm-hmm.
So here are my added five to go in.
Go on.
16 Candles.
Mm-hmm.
Harold and Maude, Out of Sight, Her, and The Fault in Our Stars.
Say those again, sorry. Just repeat, because I was just typing and okay. I was slow. 16 Candles, Harold and Maude.
Yep. Out of Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Her.
Yep.
And The Fault in Our Stars.
The Fault in Our Stars. I thought we weren't picking any chick flicks.
I tell you what, though. It's such a good movie. It is such a good movie.
I don't know. I didn't enjoy it personally.
I did personally.
I'll read mine. So, once again, there isn't a single match. Number 45, Clueless. Number 45.
Hang on 1 second. I'm going to have to drop that one down because that is on my list. I just can't find it. Where is it? Continue.
Number 44, 10 Things I Hate About You. Number 43, Bridget Jones. Number 42, Pretty Woman. And number 41, Sleepless in Seattle.
Is it the first one, Bridget Jones' Diary?
Yeah, the first one, sorry, yeah.
And, sorry, what was the one before Sleepless in Seattle?
Pretty Woman.
I thought you weren't going to go with any chick flicks.
You got to go with the ultimate one, though, haven't you?
I don't know, I mean... Yeah, I suppose Pretty Woman launched Julia Roberts' career, but... It's also about a billionaire that hires an escort. So I don't know how romantic that is, really.
That's kind of romantic.
Well, we got some heavy hitters. Obviously, out of your ones, only two of yours are in my list, and they are the two that I want to move up, which are Clueless and Sleepless in Seattle. I would like to move them two up because I do think they're really good.
Okay, I can handle that.
And for you?
Out of yours, there's only one that we have a match, and that's Her. I'm not particularly attached to it. I thought it was a great movie. It is further up in my list, but I think I can accept it being
I couldn't find it to be any more romantic than it is.
Yeah, maybe that is the case. It is a good movie, though. I can leave that in this area. I can settle for that.
Okay, anything else?
The Girl Next Door and Titanic have also got to keep moving, I think.
You want to move them up? Okay.
They've got to keep going. So now we just battle 5v5.
Well, out of the ones out of the ones that you've selected, the only one I haven't seen, and this will be a shocker to you, Bridget Jones's Diary. I've never seen it.
You never seen it? Okay.
So that's the only one I really don't have an opinion on.
Okay.
Which of those ones for you is the weakest?
Out of yours?
Out of all of them. Out of all of them.
The Fault in Our Stars. That's the weakest.
And where would you say Bridget Jones is in this? Because obviously you have to make that call. I can't. When I haven't seen it, I can't make a call on it.
Well, I mean, it depends what stays on my side. Clueless has moved up, hasn't it? It depends what stays as to where it would sit. So
we've got to think what's going to sit at 45.
Who's 45? Would you say, what's your weakest out of yours? 16 Candles?
No, not really. It's really hard because if we're talking about a love story, if we're talking about like what works better as a love story, I suppose Her is the weakest in terms of a love story.
Yeah.
It's a great... It probably hits the head on the nail about what's going to happen in our society. But it's not... It's a well-effective story, I think.
Yeah.
Is its main key. Okay, so we've got that. 44. You want to go to Fault in Our Stars, do you?
Yeah, so we're going Her, 45, 44.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, Fault in Our Stars, do I even want to keep it?
I want to keep it.
Well, obviously, you picked it. Of course you want to keep it.
it is really good. I'm surprised how good it is. I think the chemistry is just brilliant. I think Charlie Woodley's fantastic. Okay, Ansel Elgort, really good.
We'll keep it. The Fault in Our Stars stays. Ten Things I Hate About You, I think, should be next.
Okay. I liked it. I haven't seen it for a while, but I like it. It's a good Heath Ledger performance.
Very good movie.
Based on a Shakespeare play, isn't it, I believe?
Mm.
Yeah.
42?
42. Let's put Out of Sight there. It might not be out of all of them the most conventional, but I do believe that the chemistry with George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez is just sexual, and their scenes, it is really sexual. It's pretty sexy stuff when you think about it. It's a glossy thriller, and you can just feel the chemistry there, and that's what propels it a little bit more romantic than it. Then it probably would have been otherwise.
All right. Well, we'll let it go. We'll let it in. I've not actually seen Outside, so we'll let it in.
Steven Soderbergh. So we've got four movies. I don't mind shifting Howard and Maude and 16 Candles up.
Up.
But I do think up, yeah. But I do think when we get to 26, I think... At the how things are going at the moment, some things are going to be shifting down, I think, because it does feel like we're not matching a lot. So there's a lot of newer movies in, so we might have to start dropping things down.
So 41, we've got Bridget Jones and Pretty Woman still left over. Remember,
we've got four movies left.
Yeah.
So I suppose, what do we do here? Do we drop movies down already?
Yeah, I think we do. I think we have to.
So out of these four, is there any that you're not interested in having on the list?
No, I'd rather keep Pretty Woman and Bridget Jones on than Like Crazy or Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
So 16 Candles, Howard and Maud, I think are great movies, so I don't want to take them off either. So the bottom four... Like Crazy, West Side Story, Vicky Cristina Barcelona, and Love and Basketball. They're the four that are going to take the hit.
Yeah.
For these, so are we in agreement here? Then all four of them are off.
Yep, they have to be.
Okay, that now means that
everything moves down.
Everything moves down. One. Oh, hang on a minute. I had to.
Or maybe we don't do that yet. Maybe we do that at the end, when we get to the end of the first half, because then it becomes too confusing about what numbers we're going for. Yeah.
Oh, we'll do it on this one, so it'll make sense. So at the moment, Like Crazy, West Side Story, Vicky Christine Barcelona, and Love of Basketball have taken the hit.
I don't think we should do it this early. I think we should wait till we get to the halfway point, and then the movie's left over. We slot in and drop everything down. Otherwise, we'll be reading numbers out above where we're at.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, I think we just got to bank them. We've got to bank them as we go.
What goes in 41 then?
So yeah, so I would put Bridget Jones in there and move Pretty Woman up.
Okay.
There we go. Now we're cooking. Now we're cooking. Okay. It just means that at the end there's going to be a big cull and about 10 movies will drop out. But then we might change our minds. We might be like, actually, that one honestly, should be 49 instead of 26, if you know what I mean.
It does honestly feel like release day at the WWE. It looks like there's going to be a lot of like release, that's a lot of pending endeavors. So we know the movies. I mean, the fucking long list of movies that have gone up. We've got Clueless, Sleepless in Seattle, Titanic, The Girl Next Door, Howard and Maude, 16 Candles, and Pretty Woman, all going up.
Yep.
And just to make it even more interesting, we're adding another five.
Another 10.
I'm hoping I'm hoping we've matched here on these ones.
I'm not so sure. I'm not confident.
Okay, I've got Punch Drunk Love.
Okay.
Singing in the Rain.
Hold on. Let me just move everything up. Okay. Punch Drunk Love, Singing in the Rain. Yep.
An Officer and a Gentleman. Knocked Up. And Ruby Sparks.
Okay, so Punch Drunk Love, Singing in the Rain.
An Officer and a Gentleman.
Officer, Gentleman, yep.
Knocked Up.
Yep.
And Ruby Sparks.
I can confirm, no matches.
No matches. Okay.
In fact, these are five movies that didn't make my list.
Knocked Up didn't make your
Knocked
list.
Knocked Up did not make my list. I see that as more of a comedy, but I suppose it is a bit romantic, isn't it?
What about An Officer and a Gentleman? That did not make your list.
It didn't even cross my mind. This is the thing about this genre. It's so wide that I put in movies and certain movies have just not even crossed my mind. That wasn't even in consideration in my head.
Wow.
Number 40. These are mine. Dirty Dancing. 39. You've Got Mail. 38. Poetic Justice. 37. Romeo and Juliet, the Baz Luhrmann. And number 36, Grease.
I can confirm the same. None of these were on mine either.
Not on your list at all?
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow, so we do have 10 new movies.
You've added a lot of movies. It's hard for me to battle, really, because two of them I've never seen. And the others I've seen like once, but they don't hold any affinity to me. So I really don't have Dirty Dancing, You've Got Mail, and Romeo and Juliet I've seen. Never really wasn't that invested in them. Never really wanted to see him again. Even for this list, I was like, if I get time, I might see him. Is how my train of thought was going. Grease, I've always wanted to watch it.
You've never seen Grease.
I don't know why, and that's more my fault than anything. Poetic Justice, I do want to see that again. That's a John Singleton one, isn't it? I think Janet Jackson's in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that. purely because that does look pretty good. But yeah, so this is very hard. Okay, so we had to decide what's going to go up and what's going to go down.
Okay. I mean, I can. This is sort of the midway point where I'm like, do I even like these movies at this bit? Today, Dancing and You've Got Mail, I can happily eliminate from the list.
Okay.
So they can go. I mean, you've won me over with Punch Drunk Love and Knocked Up. Two movies that I didn't consider for this list, but I do really like those movies, so I'm happy for them to stay. I would fight for Poetic Justice, and I would fight for Grease, because I think...
Poetically?
And I think Grease is an ultimate classic in terms of a love story. Good musical, great numbers have come from that. And the thing is, it's one of those movies that has been ruined by middle-aged women, because they love this movie so much that it almost makes you not like it. But on its own... I'm just hitting the middle-aged women. I'm sorry, middle-aged women. But do you know what I mean? They love it too. Like Mamma Mia. Like Mamma Mia is like decent, but people like it so much. I tend to like be like, for fuck's sake, it's not that good. It's okay. But Grease is good. It does stand well.
It's more my fault that I've never seen it. I can't say. Yeah. For something like You've Got Mail, I can honestly say I saw it. I don't think it's something that is that great. I'm surprised you've got that higher than Sleeps in Seattle. I have to be honest there.
Yeah, maybe them two got mixed up in the final edit. Yeah. I don't know.
But something like Dirty Dancing, I know its appeal. It's not really for me. Grease, I haven't seen. That's more of my fault. Poetic Justice, I've heard of the movie. I want to see it. I didn't know it was even a romantic movie. So
yeah, of course it is.
I learned something new today. I thought it was about teachers.
It's romantic. It's definitely romantic. Okay.
There's a lot of movies to squeeze into five gaps here.
Yeah. So I've eliminated two. I'm happy. Dirty Dancing, I've Got Mail, gone. So if you want to put Punch Drunk Love 40, we can. We can keep it in its original spot. Or do you think it deserves to be higher than Poetic Justice?
Not really. I think it's not that romantic to go any higher.
I agree.
So I'm happy with it going.
It has love in the title. That's about it.
Yeah, it's a quirky kind of love.
Yeah, very quirky.
I think these are getting harder and harder now, and I do think The Girl Next Door should probably go 39.
Do you think?
I think I'm just seeing how things are going at the moment. We got some heavy hitters there. I don't really know if The Girl Next Door can go that. I love it. I do love this movie, but in a top 50. It is struggling a little bit.
All right,
I do think it's gonna struggle.
39 for The Girl Next Door. I can settle for that. That's fine. Next, Singing in the Rain at 38. What would you think it deserves to be? Yeah.
Have you seen it?
A very long time ago.
Okay.
Very long time.
It's a really good movie. It's probably a better movie about Hollywood, the industry, but it does have a beautiful romance. But for quote unquote romantic movies, maybe
play second fiddle, doesn't it?
It is a bit of a second fiddler.
Yeah.
I would probably also say that maybe 16 Candles, 37.
Yeah.
For the same reason, it's got a love story, but It's more of a teen movie. It's more of a coming of age movie, and it's more a movie about, you know, the teenage party, and so that probably is its limit. I don't know if it can go higher.
All right, Pretty Woman at 36. I think the same sort of.
Yeah,
thing.
I'm happy with that. Right. I'm happy with that.
Pretty Woman, 36. I think which 30. Oh, wait, no, we're into the next list?
We're done, yes. Yeah, so we're into the next one, list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Coming
nine,
up is...
10 movies. Grease. 10 movies that we're going to add. I have a feeling 20 movies to now.
Wow. Yeah, that's not great, is it? Romeo and Juliet. Let me just see if I've got 10 here, see if I've done this right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, good. Here we go. We're on track. So 35 and up. Let's go.
35 and up. Right. So hang on a minute. Just dropping. Okay, so here's my next five. Heaven Can Wait, 1978.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm not prepared myself to type it again. Heaven Can Wait. It Can Wait for
yep.
Me.
Heaven It Can Wait.
Can Wait.
On 1978 Golden Pond. Version with Warren Beatty. On Golden Pond.
On Golden Pond.
Bring It Up, Baby.
Yep.
Meet Joe Black.
Yep.
And Enough Said.
No matches again.
No.
This list is going to get ridiculous. Mine are number 35, Lost in Translation. Number 34, Midnight in Paris. Number 33, Ghost. Number 32, Juno. And number 31, La La Land. So once again, we are adding movies to the pot.
Three of yours are on mine.
Okay, so are we moving those up?
Hang on a minute. I'm constantly ever-changing this list as we speak to move things up, move things down, so I know exactly where we are. Okay, so the three that you've got, La La Land, Midnight Paris, and Ghost are the ones that are originally on my list.
Yep.
And I'm just at this moment moving everything down into a nice list. Okay. So we're 31, 35 to 31.
Yep.
I would say the only one I could really want to fight for that you brought down there was Ghost, and so that should go higher.
So you're happy with the other two staying where they are?
I am, because I'm not... Midnight in Paris, I don't consider it much of a... It's more the romance of Paris
yeah.
than an actual love story, whereas Ghost has just a beating heart through it. La La Land is still new to me, that I don't hold that much of an affinity to fight harder for it.
Mm.
Your ones are interesting. They're Lost in Translation and Juno, because they're not traditional love stories. And a part of me wonders if they're love stories at all.
I think they are. I think they are. Just unconventional. I did say that this list would be full of unconventional love stories. These aren't the end of the unconventional love stories. There are more to come.
Oh, well. I'm sure not. So, I mean, what do you think of my list?
I mean, I haven't got any of those, and I like On Golden Pond. Do I think that's a love story? No.
But their relationship is just quite strong throughout the whole movie.
It is quite strong. I don't know if it's...
I mean, if you're married or you're with a partner and you look at how their relationship is, you kind of do think, I would like... That would be nice to have that kind of relationship.
I suppose... I feel like this is more about his relationship with his daughter, isn't it? Than anything else.
It's still the beating heart. Look, there's still a strong relationship they have.
Yeah.
Again, maybe it's unconventional because it doesn't have to be. It doesn't. They don't need any romantic scenes to happen for you to know their love exists. You don't need loads of rose petals and Barry Manilow singing. You know that they're in love, and you know their love is strong.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It's a great movie. Yeah, I do love that movie. It's a very, very good movie. It can stay, definitely. Yeah, it can stay. The others I haven't really seen, to be honest. I think I've seen bits and bobs, or maybe I've seen them a long time ago, but I haven't sat down recently and watched them, so I can't really comment too much.
I mean, Bringing Up Baby, all-time classic.
Yeah.
Meet Joe Black, really good. Really good. It's surprisingly good. And enough said. I mean, there's not a lot of middle-aged romance, and it's James Gandolfini's last movie. And he's
don't
brilliant.
You start using that as a reason to put it in it.
He is, him and Julia Louis-Dreyfus is great.
Yeah.
And I know if you saw it, you would have had it on your list.
It can stay, of course.
You're damn right, it's staying.
So who's going at number 35? I mean, by process of elimination, the top two will be moved up. Or the ones left over will be moved up.
Well, we've still got 10 others on here as well. So I'm just looking through all of these. I am happy to put Midnight in Paris at 35.
Okay. That's fine by me. Midnight in Paris, 35. 34. Is there anything from the list above that you want to throw in there? Maybe Harold and Maud?
I am looking at the moment. I think Juno. I think Juno.
Juno.
Yeah.
All right, Juno it is. I have seen Ruby Sparks. Do you know what? The title didn't ring a bell, but I've just looked it up. I love this movie. Why is this movie not in my head? This movie's great.
I know it's great.
It's a fantastic movie.
So it's in my top 50.
This didn't even cross my mind. See, this is the problem with this list. It's so far and wide that
we had such a small window. We had such a small window to fill it in.
You throw your net out and you miss certain fish, don't you? Yeah. But yeah, this is one that's escaped me. Yeah, no, let's move this one up.
Just get krill.
It's a good movie. Let's move this one up. It is already up. We'll keep that up. Yeah, we'll keep it up. Keep it up.
Yeah, we'll keep it. It's keeping
fantastic
it
movie.
Can't move anything else up. 33. So that's my thinking music there.
Lost in Translation?
Yeah. I didn't even watch it again. I didn't repeat the viewing because I wasn't sure if it was a love story or not. But I'm probably in the minority. I probably am.
Yeah.
32. Knocked Up.
I can agree with that. I love that movie.
I love it. I can't. I just think I'm going to struggle a little bit.
I think Poetic Justice should come at 31 as well. I may move the rest up. Poetic Justice, 31.
I would say that this next one, our final one, we don't want to be moving too many into the top 25.
No, we'll do the call at the halfway point is what we'll do.
We're going to have to be a bit cutthroat now.
Yeah.
So here's the last 30 to 26. Now, we already know that Ghost and Ruby Sparks are up because they are, well, we know what the list is. Already we've got Ghost, Enough Said, Meet Joe Black, Bringing Up Baby on Golden Pond, Heaven Can Wait, Ruby Sparks, An Officer and a Gentleman, Clueless, Sleepless in Seattle, Titanic, Harold and Maud, Romeo and Juliet, Grease, and La La Land. I'm probably going to add another fucking 10 to that.
How many have you got on yours? Just so I know I'm on the right track here. How many have you got?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven, twelve, thirteen, fourteen, fifteen.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, we're good. We're good. Okay. It's good work from us here. Keeping up here. 30 to 26.
Okay.
Far away.
So,
here we go.
I think you'll have some of these ones, I hope. Whew. Two of them, I have a feeling you'll have.
Go on.
The Wedding Singer. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. As Good As It Gets. Vanilla Sky. High Fidelity.
Vanilla Sky. High Fidelity. Okay. I'll read mine.
Okay.
Number 30, 50 first dates. Boys Don't Cry. The Wedding Singer. We have a match. Requiem for a Dream.
Finally.
And number 26, Submarine.
Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah. You don't think that's a romantic movie? What about the double-ended dildo? That's very romantic.
Yeah, just drug abuse that just screams poetry to me.
It's a romantic drug movie. Drugs are very romantic, especially when you're dealing with people. I'm not saying I do them, by the way. That's just from a movie perspective, when there's a relationship which is built around drugs, it's a very powerful thing.
So yours was Submarine, Requiem for a Dream, Boys Don't Cry, 50 First Dates, and was it The Wedding Singer?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I had four then. I thought he did say one.
Submarine, Requiem for a Dream, Wedding Singer, Boys Don't Cry, 50 First Dates.
I don't know if Requiem for a Dream could be on this list.
All right, go on, fight me. Why?
Where's the love story?
The whole thing.
That's the first thing. Where?
You don't think it's a love story?
No. It's a story about drug abuse.
Mm.
I think that one's a hard sell.
I still think it is a love story, though.
Out of all of the movies on here, which is the better love story?
This is the thing. You're thinking very conventional love, aren't you? Yeah, I didn't go as conventional. As you.
How did you go with this one? Tell me the thought process with this one.
Okay, great movie.
Get me inside the mind of Adam.
Great movie. I enjoyed it. It has romance in it. There you go. That's what it is. I told you, it has to hit the three. And if it hits two of them strong enough, then it makes the list. And it did hit two of them strong enough. But it had enough romance. And it is. It's about people, you know, longing to be loved. They just misunderstood. And they're... away with the fairies. It doesn't mean that they're not capable of love. And I think this movie is unconventionally a bit of a love story in a weird way.
You've missed the track here.
I haven't missed the track.
You've derailed your own train there, I think. You've derailed your Requiem for a Dream train.
I think it has romance. I think it's romantic.
But as a romantic movie, let's just look at number 50, which is Like Crazy.
Yeah,
and then let's look at Requiem for a Dream. What is the stronger romantic movie there?
Out of what,
regardless of the overall movie, what's the most strongest romantic movie out of the two?
Which movie, sorry? Requiem for a Dream and...
And Like Crazy.
Oh, Like Crazy's gone.
Okay. Okay, no, okay. Like Crazy's been dropped down. So if we do that, I'm just making a point here. So okay. Like Crazy's gone down. Now this is where you get harder now. Requiem for a Dream versus West Side Story, as a romantic movie, which one is the stronger one there?
All right. Well, yeah, West Side Story is definitely a stronger romantic movie. Is that you telling me Requiem for a Dream is not making the list?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if it was top 50 movies,
yeah,
you got a case. But romantic movie, it's like, for instance, like when we did the Christmas movies, we try to heavily go with Wooden Heart because some of the best Christmas movies were more Christmassy. But I just don't, for me, Requiem for a Dream, I don't know if it's romantic enough. I can't really fight for it. I love that movie. And if we were doing a drugs movie, it'd probably be number one. But...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
But it would be in there, yeah. It would be in there. It wouldn't be number one. That'd be silly. But it would be in there.
It'd be in a competitive list.
Yeah, it would. It would be in a competitive line.
It
would be in a competitive line. I agree with that. All right. It drops out. You'll get rid of it. I can accept it. It's gone. Okay. But Like Crazy is also gone, so we've opened up a new spot.
We have for 31.
I think
which we won't fill because we've got to try and figure out how we get all of these ones in. So do we go to what we think is at 26 out of these ones?
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Let's look just before we do that, in case we do need to bring anything up. How many remaining movies have you got into the second part? Because I've looked at mine. I've got 19 movies. How many movies have you got left?
19. Oh, God. Yeah. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
20.
I don't know. I don't know. They've confused the maths here. We need to sort out what's left.
I'm saying of everything that you've reshuffled at the moment.
Yeah.
How many movies have you got standing left in your that we haven't announced yet? I've got 19.
More than 19. How have you got less than 19? Have you got?
Because I've dropped a lot down. Haven't I? I've dropped a lot down.
You're confusing me here. You've confused
so,
me.
So, what I'm saying is, I've got... So, at the moment, on the board, we've got 25 movies, okay? Yeah?
Yeah. No, we don't have 25 movies on the board, because we've only filled up to 32.
Two,
31 has been opened up. So, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 spaces. Oh, no, 6 spaces.
23. We got 23 movies and you got 6 spaces, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So what I'm saying is on the top half from my top 25, everything that I've had to drop down which we've matched, I've only got 19 left on that board, yeah?
Yep.
Do we before we because I don't know how many are going to match on the next one. You say you've got 20.
Left over?
Yeah.
No, I have... No, because I've only dropped down 2.
You've only dropped down 2.
Yeah,
so
I've only dropped down 2.
Got left over?
So I would have 23. I think... 23. Yeah, I've dropped down 2. 23.
So you got 23 and I've got 19.
But one is currently in our list, so it could be 22, depending on what happens to Titanic.
So you're not counted... If you're not dropping, I've been dropping mine down every time.
Yeah,
so that's why I got 19 because I know those 19 haven't been said yet because I haven't said them and you haven't said them.
Yeah, no, I've got. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've got 20. Yeah, 23 that haven't been said yet. Yeah,
23 that haven't been said.
Yeah.
So I've got 19. So let's assume that we got 19 the same. Let's take 2 up.
Ooh.
Into the top 25.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
One, you pick and I pick. That's the only way to make it fair.
All right, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. I've got no problems with that.
Ooh.
Out of these movies, the one I'd like to pick, like to take up, it might be a surprise to everyone. I'm going to put 50 First Dates in the top 25.
All right. That goes up. Ah, so you're settling on the others. I would like to bring up. Am I willing to let go of Titanic in this list here? Maybe I am. I would actually like to bring up, and this also may come as a surprise, Ruby Sparks.
Okay.
It's a good movie.
Now, the reason I did that, obviously, now you've got 25, I've got 21, but let's assume. Because we can't take 5 out because that means you'd have too many.
Yeah.
You've got 25 now. So essentially we've made, what I'm trying to work out is that at least in the next round we'll have 25 movies, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's what I was doing, even it out. So what I think we should do is work from 26 down now with our last remaining. So then we know in our heads what's at the bottom and what could be knocked off. So it's not too confusing.
Yeah? Okay, let's do it. So the best movie.
Okay.
Out of these lot.
So what would you say is the best movie out of these lot? Your pick. Mine, I'd have to go for... if it's romantic or favourite, I think I want to go Ghost for 26.
All right, I can accept that.
Okay.
Ghost at 26. I would go, after that, I would go The Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer? Yeah, yeah, I love that movie. So there's a great movie. I've got no problem with that being there.
Lovely stuff.
For me, the next one, for me, Vanilla Sky.
All right, Vanilla Sky.
Okay, I'm cool with that. Okay. Yeah. Everything feels a bit, it's a little bit harmony. So number 28 is Vanilla Sky. We know it's not, as soon as we start knocking each other's off, and there's a fucking load to knock off at the moment.
There is a load to knock off.
We'll see how long this harmony lasts.
Boys Don't Cry. Number 29.
Boys Don't Cry. Okay. I like it. I never think of it as a romantic movie, but I know where you put it.
It is. I mean, it is. It is a romantic movie.
I'm going to go with 30 High Fidelity.
Okay.
And 31 is the final blank spot. And what are you going to say for that?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Okay. So, we're just going to keep doing the drop at the moment, without eliminating. We're just in the drop at the moment.
All right.
31. You said Sleepless in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have to decide my one. If it's better than Poetic Justice or not, whether that drops Poetic Justice down, and we'll just keep doing that.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Meet Joe Black.
You think that's better than Poetic Justice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though I've never seen that movie and you've never seen Meet Joe Black, we're just going to have to
Live with it.
Okay. And, okay, you?
33.
33, yeah.
Oh boy. 33. Romeo and Juliet. Actually, maybe that would be lower, actually. No. Maybe that would be lower. How about Clueless?
Okay, cool.
Clueless at 33.
I'm going to go Bring It Up Baby, 34.
Bring It Up Baby, 34. Yep. On Golden Pond, I think.
Okay. As good as it gets.
Ooh, okay.
La La Land. 38, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Okay. Which didn't make my list at all, actually.
I'm very surprised about that.
I do like that movie. Again, it's just another one of those ones that just missed my thought process completely. What else we got here? What about Officer and a Gentleman, number 39?
Okay. Enough said.
Okay. 40, enough said. Still loads left. Bloody hell.
I know.
Well, Jesus. All right. Submarine.
Submarine, okay.
Number 41.
We're sort of just picking out, actually, from these ones that we've got, where we want to put them. Because what I'm surprised about is how Titanic's still there.
Yeah,
a high one for you is still on this list.
I know. I don't know what I'm doing.
And here. I'm going to put Titanic mixed.
Okay.
At 42.
Okay. It's fine. It's a big drop from where it is originally on my list. But in times like this, it's when you become a bit more open to negotiations.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at the list and like, fucking hell. After that, Romeo and Juliet.
Okay. After that, for me, Heaven Can Wait. And so can my dinner.
I'm starving now. Heaven Can Wait. Romeo and Juliet. What have we got left? What have we got left on yours? Just so
Howard and Maud and Grease are the last two.
They're the last two.
Last two.
They are, aren't they? Yeah. Yeah, they are the last two. Howard and Maud and Grease. I would say Grease is better.
Okay.
So Grease at 45, Harold and Maud at 46.
46. Okay. Now we got 1, 2, 3, 4 spots left. That at the moment, Poetic Justice, Knocked Up, Lost in Translation, and Juno are in. Now I'm looking at the long list of movies here, and I'm going to try and pick off three. You try and pick off three of what we would say are probably not romantic enough for this list. I'm going to probably say Her.
Yep.
I agree. Out of Sight.
Yeah.
And Singing in the Rain. I will go with them at the moment.
So eliminate those completely.
Yep.
Yep. I agree. Out of Sight. Her. The Girl Next Door not making a list seems. I would like to swap The Girl Next Door for Juno, if we
let's
can.
Let's just. So at the moment you're saying Juno. You want off the list.
Yeah, get rid of Juno.
Okay, and what about another two?
Lost in Translation.
Okay.
And... Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Not that attached to it.
Okay. I am... God, this is hard. For the same reasons I said before, I'm going to say Midnight in Paris off because it's more a romance about the city.
Okay. Go on.
And that's going to be hard for me. That is going to be hard for me, but it's gone. West Side Story because it's a very competitive list at the moment. And while it is a classic, I don't know if it's a personal classic.
Okay. Go on.
And it's probably going to be the same with City Lights, which pains me again to knock off a Chaplin movie because it has good romance in it. But again, maybe it's more the comedy of Chaplin I like. So maybe I'm going to have to do that one as well.
Okay. Bridget Jones. That can go. Doesn't hold up to the rest, I don't think. Maybe Pretty Woman. I think I just prefer... I'd fight the cause for...
You've already knocked out Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman's gone. Like Crazy's also gone, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, then I haven't got any movies left, but... Oh, no, Love and Basketball, 10 Things I Hate About
You. Loads. You got loads on there.
10 Things I Hate About You can go.
Okay.
And that leaves... Well, we only have two spots, don't we?
We have, at the moment, we've got four spots, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got 8. So we've got to eliminate two movies each again.
Go on.
I am going to go with Punch Drunk Love to be eliminated.
Yep, I can agree.
And because... I'm going to have to go Knocked Up. I think
Wow.
On the other ones, I'm going to have to go Knocked Up.
More of a comedy, isn't it? I wouldn't look at that movie with Asa like that. Yeah.
I'm just looking at the others on the list, and I can't really fight for any of yours because I haven't seen them. I haven't seen those three, but I'm looking at mine, and I'm just thinking I'm not sure about Knocked Up.
Off it goes. Okay, now I think we should do what we fight for, because then we can process of elimination. Okay. We can get rid of it. I think The Girl Next Door should be 47.
47.
Poetic Justice can move down a spot. I don't know if you think a movie should be above Poetic Justice. Maybe
I've never seen it. I really can't make a decision on it.
Okay.
I really can't. You have to make that sell.
I've not seen 16 Candles.
16 Candles is a good teen movie, and it's got the famous, you remember on Family Guy, they did it, the famous scene where she's on the windowsill her crush and they blow out the candles. It's a classic John Hughes movie.
Yep.
It is probably more of a teen movie. If we were doing the top 50 teen movies, I could fight for it more.
Yeah.
It's got a great ensemble. It's all set. It's one of your favorites. It's all set on the day of a party. It's got a great cast.
50.
I don't know. At this moment, when I first put it in, I was very confident that this movie was going to do well. And now, you know, we're at the crunching point. I do have to look at it and be level-headed and say probably not romantic enough for this list.
Ah, so off.
We might have to eliminate that one, yeah.
If that's gone, it means that's it. We just need to decide where these three go.
We got four left, not three.
Yeah, but that's our list.
We got three left, didn't we? You put Girl Next Door there. We got 48, 49, and 50 left.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, we need
three. So we got one more than not. But you want Poetic Justice at 48?
Okay, 49. No, 48.
48. Okay.
Where would
that
you
confuse me with like 49s or 48s?
Love and Basketball, 50.
What's 49?
Fault in Our Stars.
Okay, so Bridget Jones is off, is it?
Yeah, I got rid of that.
Okay.
You must have just forgot to delete it. I did get rid of that.
Okay.
If you're not deleting movies, you're gonna fall behind.
Wow. Is all I'll say.
There's a lot of movies that are gone. They've taken the big plunge.
What a fucking list. What a list. What a hard list already.
Yeah.
One can only hope that top 25 might be a lot easier. Maybe there'll be a lot of matches. Let's go for the list, shall we, quickly?
Go on.
And sort of
read it through.
See what we got there. Just to make sure we're seeing it from the same hinge sheet. Number 50, Love and Basketball. 49, The Fault in Our Stars. 48, Poetic Justice. 47, The Girl Next Door. 46, Howard and Maude. 45, Grease. 44, Heaven Can Wait. 43, Romeo and Juliet, 1906. 42, Titanic. That's a double Leo in a row. 41, Submarine. 40, Enough Said. 39, An Officer and a Gentleman. 38, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. 37, La La Land. 36, As Good As It Gets. 35 on Golden Pond, 34 Bringing Up Baby, 33 Clueless, 32 Meet Joe Black, 31 Sleepless in Seattle, 30 High Fidelity, 29 Boys Don't Cry, 28 Vanilla Sky, 27 The Wedding Singer, and 26 Ghost.
Correct. All there matching. And the two movies we are taking up, Ruby Sparks and 50 First Dates.
Yes.
Lovely job.
Which maybe a lot of people will be screaming into their radios right now that those were the two that we decided to put up. But it's a personal choice, and they're two movies I'd watch more.
Yeah. I agree fully. Well, that concludes part one. You'll have to join us next week for part two. You can see why, as we are an hour and 10 minutes into this episode, why we do it in two parts.
Yeah,
it's also very exhausting. I'm tired. I'm very tired.
It was a lot more harder than I thought it was going to be.
It is a difficult process. It's getting rid of the ones that you put on a list at like number, 29 or 30, and now they're no longer on the list. And you're like, what the fuck happened?
But it is the great thing, because then we come with our own list. We come with our own top 50s and our own mindset of how we've done them.
Yep.
And then when we combine our mindsets, we realize that some of our movies don't fit into that list. And right. we have to play around. And especially when it's movies we haven't seen. But I can't ever say, it's not like you picked a rare movie that is so obscure that you can say, well, I haven't seen it, we have to get it off.
Yep.
These are all quite known movies, so yep. It's more our fault if we haven't seen them.
Correct. Very correct, yeah. Yeah, there's not any weirdos. Not any freaks in a bunch.
It's not any Ukrainian romantic comedies that we could say, I've never seen.
I'm glad we didn't go there, to be honest. I'm glad you haven't gone there. Well, yeah, I mean, we don't know what you've got your sleeve for the top 25. But
I've got, I think my top 25 is okay. Well,
I think mine's
I've got 19,
good.
But.
I think mine's pretty good. Join us next week for part two. Farewell.